Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And always a pleasure to have our Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back to give his take on what's new to watch this weekend. And Owen, you have three series for us. And this one is season two, and it's new to Sky Atlantic, Raised by Wolves, which is a sort of a sci-fi drama. I haven't actually seen season one, but I understand it did receive rather positive reviews. People liked it.
This side of the planet seems less intent on killing our children.
Father once said to me, if you pretend to be something long enough,
something wicked this way comes.
Eventually, you will no longer need to pretend.
I fear we're becoming too human.
What's done cannot be.
To be the parents that our children deserve.
This got very positive reviews. Ridley Scott produced it, so it's an HBO Max exclusive, and that's over here on Sky Atlantic and Now. And yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what happens in season two. I can reveal that it's very fast paced. It really ramped up the action from season one. Just in case you haven't seen season one, I'll do a quick synopsis. So basically, it's set in the 22nd century, so way in the future, and Earth has become devastated by a war between religious and atheist groups fighting against each other. So two human androids, they manage to escape to an unexplored planet, and they have the tools to kind of survive, and they manage to end up making their own family. Essentially, they end up looking after some human children, and season two really kind of ramps up everything, as I said there, how this family ends up surviving. Will they survive? You know, there's lots of threats in and out of there, and plenty of a blend of sci-fi and fantasy in there as well. And it also stars Westmead actor Neve Auger, who returns for season two. She starred in Cabin with Horses, of course. There's lots of questions you have while you're watching the series, and I hope that they all get answered. I don't want to be screwed over like they did with Lost many years ago. So yeah. Hopefully all those questions will get answered further down the line. I've only seen the first two episodes because that's all they gave me. But yeah, it's a cracking start to the second season.
Super. All right. So that's Raised by Wolves, season two on Sky Atlantic. Now this sounds like quite the watch as well. Apple TV, it's a new series. It's based on the New York Times bestseller. This is the adaptation of Pachinko.
Yeah, no, I haven't read the book. I don't know if you've...
No, I haven't actually, no.
So this is completely new for me, but I definitely would go back and read the book, because from the first couple or three episodes that I've seen of this, it's absolutely beautiful. It spans four generations of a Korean family. There's a protagonist, Sunja, who is from a small fishing village in Korea, and she moves to Osaka in Japan during the 20th century for a new life. And kind of it spans her from being a young girl all the way up to being an elderly woman. And you might remember the Academy Award winner who won a supporting actress from her role in Minari, Yoon. Yeah, Yoon, she plays the elderly version of her in this, and she's fantastic. And there's eight episodes in total, and it's told through Korean, Japanese, and English. It spans a few locations around the world, and it's one of those that you just fall in love with it straight away. It's very, very emotional. Apparently back in that time, the Koreans were heavily discriminated against in Japan. So it follows her journey through that, and all the kind of unpredictability of life, I guess, that happens when you're trying to raise a family.
It sounds like something that would really stay with you.
Yeah, for sure. I guess it's kind of like, that's why a lot of people like This Is Us, you know, spans a lot of generations. It's very moving. And I hope that a lot of people watch this, because I think a lot of people will fall in love with it.
All right. So that's Pachinko, Apple TV new series. I have to say that I'm certainly putting a tick by that one. And we will finish with this. Well, heaving bodices and opulent sets, it can only be season two of Bridgerton. Now, I'm reading mixed reviews about this, so I don't know. It could go one way or the other. The one thing I will say about Bridgerton, and unfortunately, this one doesn't have Regé Jean Page in it, but in fairness, talk about having to suspend disbelief. I mean, this one takes it to a completely different level.
Dearest reader, it has been said that competition is an opportunity for us to rise before our greatest of challenges.
This is the season the Viscount intends to find a wife.
Your Majesty, may I present Miss Kate Sharma and Edwina Sharma?
Only hope they like me.
All you have to do this evening is remember what it is you're looking for.
Someone charming.
And handsome.
handsome, of course.
Is Bridgerton season 2 worth the wait?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure. I think a lot of people will enjoy this, but it falls a bit short compared to season 1, to be honest. Now, Jonathan Bailey, who plays the Viscount Anthony, who's looking for love this time around, he does play a stellar lead as Anthony, but I don't know. I will be very honest. There's a lot less sex in this version. It's kind of toned down a little bit this season. It kind of feels a bit more like Downton Abbey to me, to be honest. Very Jane Austen-esque with lots of longing stares shared between the characters, and there's lots less hanky-panky for, you know, I don't know if people wanted that or if they wanted more. But yeah, no, this time around, Anthony, he's looking to get betrothed, I guess, and he has his eyes on the jewel of the season, who is one of the newest cast members, Edwina Sharma, one of the new family members, and she also has her older sister, Kate, who has her eyes very much fixed on her, and she's very protective of her sister, but there's kind of a love triangle that forms there, and I won't reveal too much. It is enjoyable, but it's not as much as the first season.
They do throw history out the window, don't they? I mean, you can't believe any of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would like take seriously. All of this with a very, very big pinch of salt. But I will say, actually, Nicola Coughlan's character, Penelope, in this is fantastic. She gets a lot more screen time this time around as well, as
does she?
The big reveal from the end of season 1 unravels a little bit, and she has to kind of make sure that her identity isn't revealed.
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's season 2 of Bridgerton. It remains to be seen whether there's going to be a season 3. If I was a betting woman, I'd say probably not. But, you know, I've been wrong before.
Netflix, they actually revealed their season 3 and 4 are on the way already.
I rest my case.
There's 8 books, so, you know, they might get 8 out of it.
Are there? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, the Bridgerton siblings, they each get their own novel. So,
They? Oh, well, who knew? Probably everybody except me.
If you felt like reading at the weekend, you know.
I think I'll pass on that one. Yeah. But I might give this a watch. So just to recap then, Owen, Raised by Wolves, new sci-fi drama, new to Sky Atlantic, Pachinko on Apple TV, that's a new series as well, and then Bridgerton season 2, new to Netflix. Owen, as always, thank you for that. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Owen, have a great week, and we'll chat with you again soon.